Chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is overcome thereby is not wise. The terror of a king is as the roaring of a lion. He that provokes him to anger sins against his own life. It is an honor for a man to keep away from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the winter. Therefore he shall beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim everyone his own kindness, but a faithful man who can find? A righteous man who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. A king that sits on the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them alike, are an abomination to Yahweh. Even a child makes himself known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yahweh has made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you shall be satisfied with bread. It is bad, says the buyer. But when he has gone his way, then he boasts. There is gold and abundance of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment who has pledged for a stranger, and hold him to his pledge for foreigners. Bread of falsehood is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and by wise guidance make you war. He that goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, company not with him that opens wide his lips. Whoso curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in utter darkness. An inheritance may be got quickly at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say you not, I will recompense evil. Wait for Yahweh, and he will save you. Diverse weights are abomination to Yahweh, and a false balance is not good. A man's goings are of Yahweh. How then can man understand his way? It is a snare to a man rashly to say holy, and after making vows to reflect. A wise king winnows the wicked and brings the wheel over them. The spirit of man is a lamp of Yahweh, searching all his innermost parts. Kindness and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by kindness. The glory of young men is in their strength, and the beauty of old men is the hoary head. Stripes that wound cleanse away evil, and strokes reach the innermost parts.